There are no hosts staying with you in a Vrbo vacation home. I mean, hosts are lovely, but if the owner of the place is there, it wouldn't really be your vacation home, would it? Only Whole Vacation Homes, just for you and your people. Find yours on the Vrbo app.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Omaha Chap House brought us some food. You're welcome to some food there, Tyler, if you'd like some there. Tyler Walsh with
There's
us.
A wide variety. Yeah. There's Oktoberfest beer.
Oh,
You don't drink beer anymore, man.
Oh, you're done with that?
Yeah.
He's done with alcohol, remember?
Oh, that's right.
He's a recovery.
You want me to move that?
No, I can handle the empty vessels.
he does do shows in bars, so, you know.
Yeah.
Did it bother you in the beginning?
Yeah, was that tough at first?
No.
No?
Really?
Good for you, man.
Bars aren't a big issue. Yeah.
I read this. There was a great line that...
Home?
What's that?
Is home a big deal?
Home makes me want weed.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing that's right.
Home makes me want weed.
Are you done with that?
I've heard Todd say that. Mm-hmm. Home makes me want
weed. You're not done with the weed, are you?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm done with all of it.
Everything.
But the one that I actually miss is...
Is weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But then
you hang out with Nick.
They're doing shows this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, Friday night, Keg Creek Brewing in Glenwood, Iowa, and Saturday, Nebraska Brewing in Omaha.
I read this. The Steve-O had this great quote. I was watching some TikTok or something the other day or some Instagram video or whatever they call that. Insta-snatch or snap or like that. I don't know. But he said...
That's a different thing.
You know, he had a great line about being sober now. He said... He had to quit because there was no other option. He was that bad into everything. He had to stop it all. And he says, who you feel sorry for, and I almost took this at heart a little bit. He goes, he says, friends that don't have to quit, but it's a lifelong party, but they don't have to quit. And he said, they don't have it as bad as I did, so they just continue to drink. But they continue just to feel like and they're still living their lives and doing their stuff.
Functioning alcoholic.
Right. He says he feels bad for them because they didn't have to quit. So he's lucky. He said, I'm glad I got the kind of alcoholism where you have to quit. And there's double-edged sword on both sides of that, too, because I'm all for the functioning alcoholic, how I work with one.
Yeah, yeah. We're taking the slow road to rock bottom. Taking the scenic road.
It's a really slow road.
You might have just titled the memoir there, Slow Road to Rock Bottom. Who are we talking about yesterday? Paul Newman?
Yeah.
He lived to be... an older dude.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, and he was very productive, right.
We just need the ice for the sink.
Steve-O.
Yeah. Ice up our face.
Right. Steve-O had that quote I liked where they asked him about his stunts, now they sober.
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He just goes, they hurt.
Yeah. Well, I stopped on Jackass Forever. It was on one of the movie channels yesterday.
I think it's on Showtime, in fact.
Yeah, you're right. And so I left it on for a while, and the skateboard guillotine on his shin.
Oh, that one was terrible.
And the one thing about that, if you look at Steve-O in that show, I mean, he looks really good. I mean, he's not puffy. His face is, I mean, he looks really good because he doesn't party anymore. He hadn't partied for years.
Right.
But I can see that. They hurt probably more because he can't.
Oh, there's
buzzed.
Sometimes there's
he can't
sometimes
be buzzed when he does that. Man.
In this newest movie,
are falling on my knees. I am wasted on my shins. Actually,
in that newest movie, there's some times where you can see in Steve-O's face. It's just just pure pain.
Right.
I mean, he is. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to numb stuff for him anymore.
No, he
was been completely numb. In that documentary that is about his addiction, where his entire apartment
floor, it
was deep with just empty nitrous containers.
Oh yeah, he was hardcore.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, really, just laying around.
It was everywhere.
Man.
I don't think there would have been anywhere to walk without, like, stepping on, this little nitrous containers. And a couple of those sound like fun, but, 6,000 is a lot.
You're right.
That's why I drove a truck. Yeah. A lot of room in the back for nitrous containers.
Oh, I had some of that yesterday.
You're in the nitrous too?
Dentist appointment? Or?
No. Yeah.
You just
I wouldn't even know where to get that.
No, I actually sat in a dentist chair. I earned my nitrous oxide yesterday.
Because I knew you were visiting a hospital yesterday. I thought maybe you were just sneaking around.
Sucking on some nitrous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just poaching some nitrous bottles.
That's really not that accessible.
Well, you
from
know.
What I know.
You've looked into it.
Are you inventing dental problems?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I knew I had
I
the
lost my
dentist
tooth.
Coming up, so I didn't have to look for any nitrous. But I always ask them to give me the gas when I'm sitting in the chair.
Do they always say you don't need it? Because
no.
It's just
no,
we're cleaning your freaking teeth?
No, this was a they replaced a bridge.
Oh, it was a procedure.
Yeah, so
there.
I had to get
but I've never had nitrous.
Or are they
that.
Just happy to knock you out so you shut up?
I don't shut up.
Oh, that's you get chatty?
I get real chatty on the nitrous.
I imagine there's a note on your file.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they've known me for a long time.
Just give them the gas.
Yeah, and they know I like it.
You're a functioning nitroholic.
Yeah.
Basically.
No matter what. And my daughter pointed this out yesterday. And I
by the way, how's she doing? Everything good with the grandbaby?
Oh, yeah. She's
right.
Pretty much perfect.
Yeah,
and good. I think they're getting out today.
Pretty yeah. much?
Pretty much.
You're supposed to say the baby is perfect.
Okay, she's perfect.
Well, he's the granddad, so she's got that going on.
But I had this experience, you know, when I was in hospital 7-8 years ago,
uh-huh.
whatever it was now. But the
what happened?
The food.
Don't tell me.
Is actually good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's been in the hospital recently, yeah. but they
well,
really,
for the for what they charge you to be in a hospital, they better give you
right,
good they, food.
They've really changed
right.
it around.
Right.
And she was raving about the food.
Right.
Maybe she's just really hungry. But I recall when, you know, even in Denver, the first surgery, the food was good there. They give you a menu.
Don't ask him about a surgery.
And then when I had
not coming back next
the
week.
Hardware installed here at the med center,
it
was a nice menu, and it was good food. Not that I want to go back to the hospital again, but it's good food.
My dad was in the hospital for a quick procedure here recently, and I was there, and they brought in, like, say, a menu, and here, you know, when do you want it, and what do you want? And I thought it used to be, you know, we serve at this time, and we serve this, and if you don't want it, you know,
it was
too bad.
Yeah, here's your slop.
It was the jailhouse approach before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was just Jell-O and green beans.
No,
yeah.
Not anymore.
In the morning.
That's how it used to be, though.
Yeah. Jell-O's pretty good. We lost Olivia Newton-John yesterday at the age of 73. If you want to hear the interview we had with her a couple years ago, it's on the podcast. 353 people had her in the Deadpool. Now we have two people with five hits, Asshat and Todd's in-home shooting range, but Asshat has the tiebreaker at this point.
Yep, he's in the lead.
A lot of season left to go. Nick did not have Olivia Newton-John.
No.
Dr. Goose did. Dolly Parton's insured boob did. Dot Sandusky's moist basement. Double Dong Tug of War. Douche Wagon. DP 2012. Dr. Death DDS. That's Todd's that's his dentist. Drunken Demon. Dutch Guy's Baker Dozen. Eat Me Nerd. Edith Puthah. Ed Utah's Memorial Highway. My dad would like that. And by the way, that guy made sure that name was okay with me. He loved my dad, and he wanted to make sure that was an honor.
Is that 22? On the way to Allentown.
Probably we should name it that, right?
I'm thinking so.
Elf Nuts and the Bulldog. That's got
to
be.
That had to be something we mentioned.
That's got
to
be a radio show somewhere.
Yeah.
Elf Nuts and the Bulldog is a radio show somewhere. Elvis 76, Edom Claw Equestrian Club, Epcot Death March. Always. No, Eway's Nipples.
Spell that.
Oh, no, no. Ewasel nipples.
Oh, okay.
You were leaving out a couple of letters.
Ewasel nipples. Okay.
Ewasel nipples.
Yeah, we really need someone with a
family history of kissing dudes. That's you, Nick, right?
Yeah.
That's your wife. You think your wife has that, right? I mean, no, your wife thinks you have that, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's in the
she
jeans.
Knows.
Farrah's Back Door and Fart Smucker all had.
That's good.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
He's not. I mean, the fact that he hasn't tripped on any of these is shocking to me.
It's impressive.
I will eventually.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
I'm really. I read ahead for those, but I didn't read the fart smucker. I'm afraid I said
don't
that
again. Don't do it again. Don't do
it again. I just got that. I figured it was a jelly thing.
No. That's not a new flavor of jelly.
That's good.
Oh, I got
brown
it.
Jam.
I know what it is now. I'm going to say it. Now I know exactly what it is. I'm going to say it wrong next time. All right. So we got more Deadpool names to come, obviously. All right. How you been, Tyler? You have some gigs this weekend? Oh, you're with Nick. That's right.
Yeah, me and Nick.
Yeah, yeah. What's your latest adventure? I see you on the social media. I saw you're fishing everywhere.
Yeah, I went metal detecting.
You've actually found anything else?
I found a silver quarter. I don't know if that's
what another
you're,
name for that.
That
activity,
got me all pumped up.
Or is it just metal detecting?
For metal detecting?
Yeah, there's probably a name for that hobby, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Coolest thing ever.
What's a silver quarter worth? Anything?
Oh, probably $4 or $5. Well, I don't know. Silver's like $20 an ounce.
Okay.
I felt dumb because a guy was pulling up to fish just as I found it. He's like, "You find anything good?" And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, "Oh, what?" I was like, "This quarter." He's like, I was like, 1958.
Oh.
And then he just looked at me. And then I was like, oh.
Well, bank of a river?
Yeah.
You know, think about that, though, the history behind that. Somebody might have been on the bank of that river in 1958.
Yeah.
They just dropped out of their pants. I'm
thinking they probably were.
Two people in their jeans down there getting away, having a little sex.
Yeah.
Like James Dean sex, you know.
Totally.
Tight jeans, slick back hair, dropped a quarter out, and all those years later, you are excited because you found that damn quarter.
Their smokes rolled up in their shirt sleeves.
Totally, man.
Yeah, that's totally.
Found their greased up quarter.
That's a Reddit question. It says, if a boxer is a pugilist, a stamp collector is a philatelist, what are we, detectorists? It's apparently a subreddit. I have a bunch of guys.
I'd rather go with coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that works for me.
Well, you're lucky there. It's on a big stick, so you can fend off all the ladies while you're metal detecting.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that. Gas station cashiers see me all dirty, and they're like, oh.
I saw you. Did you go to a doctor somewhere? What did you have to do recently where you had to go and your knees were dirty?
That's pretty much everywhere. I wear shorts.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's always like, why are your knees dirty? I'm like, I scrub them. where I'm down the grass, I guess they just always stay black.
Oh, they would stay
black. And then I try to, so they're just always dirty. We went to a pool party the other day, and she's like, he is clean. His knees are just permanently stained.
I love that she introduced you that way. That's my boyfriend. He is clean. His knees are always dirty.
And then she has to be so proud and tell him, he's been out doing his hobbies. That gets used against me.
Well, fishing is okay. I mean, by the way, it's me saying that.
No, it's not. Yeah.
It's better than metal detecting.
Well, metal detecting is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Well, how is fishing better?
Oh, you just don't want to hear about
fishing.
But
I'd rather fish detecting.
Fishing is better. It doesn't really stain your knees that much.
Metal detectors.
I'd rather do that.
Their nickname for metal detecting is dirt fishing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I've heard that.
You in now?
No, I got another buddy who's into it, too.
Well, that requires all of your attention because it's not like you're listening to music or anything. You have to listen for the beeps.
No, yeah. It's an insane hobby.
Yeah.
You're literally just listening to something make a bunch of different noises and going, oh, that's the noise I want.
Can you spend a lot of money if you want to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive metal detector? You buy a brand new one. The most expensive one.
I don't know most. I know my grandpa's was $1,500.
I was going to say, they probably run into some money.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you can spend $2,000-$3,000.
Oh, really?
So this runs in the family.
Does it find better stuff then? Does it find more stuff if it's more expensive? Does it go deeper?
Yeah, it goes deeper and you can find gold with ones.
All right.
Oh, it's definitely in the family. I ran into a cousin I never met before at Carter Lake that was metal detecting.
So you were metal detecting too?
He started talking.
And related?
Yeah, he asked me about how I got into it or something. I said, my grandpa's his uncle.
Oh, really?
And then we had met like once at a family reunion when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And we get to talk. I was like, are we talking about the same dude?
That must be a popular spot because I golf near there once in a while and I always see someone with a metal detector.
It is. Yeah, there used to be tons of stuff there.
Oh.
There was like a giant car. There was like an amusement park and all sorts of stuff.
Did you
there.
Do it? Because you know what? Where I used to see it as a kid, most of the time was at the beach because there's so many people on the beach. Stuff falls out of people's clothes all the time. So metal detecting on the beach was huge. I mean, the Jersey Beach at this point, or even Florida, I've seen that. Have you ever done it on the beach? Because you could find a lot of stuff on the beach because everybody leaves their crap there, you know?
No.
Yeah.
I just haven't. Yeah.
You couldn't be further away from
I know,
you
can't. That's like,
where we are. You might just find a chew can lid or something.
Yeah, the next time you're packing, the next time you play the one on the coast and you're going to be at the beach, especially a beach that's busy. You're going to find some stuff, man.
It's nice to do it in the small towns because when you do it here, people walk up behind,
they what?
There'll be just a guy following you, breathing hard, and like, finding anything good. And you, oh yeah, our kids tailing along, and you just don't know.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
like, let me swing my wand.
I think you're going to the wrong
you
park.
Guy, you don't want a guy saying that.
Yeah. If you got Tell guys it. Behind you, yeah. breathing down your neck.
Find anything yeah. good?
Mighty big stick you're swinging there.
Yeah. You can make friends real quick.
I got a ring on you can find. Check it out right there.
Ding, 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 ding.
Are there all kinds of ding little gadgets there. That you can buy? You know, because when everybody has a hobby, they're always looking for other gadgets that they can collect. Side items.
People look for buttons
that say. Yeah. Oh no, he means like you.
No,
wear,
I'm talking about yeah. there. Is there other stuff you right. can spend money
accessories.
On?
Accessories.
Besides,
oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I have a pinpointer. I have a treasure pouch on my belt.
A treasure pouch.
Yeah, I got. I got yeah, we a all probe. Got.
Yeah. If some guy asks you to see his treasure pouch on the river, say no. Okay.
Mine's in my underwear.
Swing yes, my wand and fill my pouch.
We made that homoerotic really quickly. But you started there.
Your treasure Funner pouch.
Than good.
You don't say treasure pouch around here and not have it go yeah. that direction.
Wow. Do you carry a shovel?
Yeah.
How deep does the thing go down? Are most things like you can just kind of claw down or do you have to dig?
No, you have to dig. Mine goes like 8 inches.
I want there that you clear. Go.
I'm just talking about this so innocently, and you guys just want to turn it.
Really?
And we will.
And we seen, will.
Don't ever 30 right. years.
The latest John Oliver?
No, I haven't.
Okay. He said his deep dive is on monkeypox. And then they go back to a time, I think, in the early
Don't you love that to say the word men having sex with other men?
Right.
I'm not.
See, that didn't come to light.
I'm not anti-woke or anti... I just don't get why they can't say gay men.
Right. I guess bisexual men are included, too. So
that's
they don't
true.
Want to exclude
them. You know what? I never thought about
gay
that.
Gay and
that's
bisexual
right.
men
told me that too,
having sex with other men.
Or dudes that would consider themselves straight.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, now I think about
Except
it.
Except for that. Yeah.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
But back in the early aughts, there was a little small monkeypox outbreak, and they attributed it to guys who would bring in prairie dogs as pets. Now, I've seen prairie dogs from a distance, but
as
they
pets?
Showed a prairie dog up close. And those are the claws are longer than our fingers.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because they're
squirrels.
They dig.
Diggers.
Yeah, they dig. Right yeah.
That's their home. They got to dig their home.
Wouldn't it be dangerous to
That's
pick up a
big step up from a gerbil.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, are you lucky? You're lucky we laughed. you're lucky we laughed over
I only
that.
Got one commercial break here, Tyler. You're making this tough on
Damn.
Me.
Damn. That was a good
but
one.
But I wasn't
man.
Aware of that, but I'm sure you've got buddies who shoot prairie dogs every once in a while because prairie dogs are bad because the cows step in their burrows and break legs.
Yeah.
So every rancher has to go out and shoot prairie dogs, but I didn't know. They had 8-inch claws on them.
All right, and he could, and Tyler goes about 8 inches in there.
Right,
said,
yeah.
That's what he said.
How do you balance it? Because if you're on the river with the metal detector, do you ever wish you were fishing? Or if you're fishing, you're looking into
point.
The dirt, and you're I bet something's over there.
Bring both poles.
Bring both.
I had both. I was fishing, and the fishing sucked. So I was like, I bet somebody was telling me about how in the 1900s they chopped ice from the spot, like the town. It was a town location.
Got it.
So I was
right.
like. There's got to be some
stuff in here, man.
Maybe some spoons.
Yeah.
There's got to be a nice collection of silverware in here somewhere.
I'm going 8 inches.
I did go to I'm a member of the Omaha Midwest Historical Society of metal detectors.
Oh, metal detectors.
I was the youngest person by 40 years.
I was going to say it had to be a wide margin.
By 40
Does that
years.
Cost money? Do you have to go through an acceptance process?
Oh, I had to buy a membership. Okay. It was like $20. I can get a shirt this summer.
You have to wait for the shirt.
But you're in. Do you have meetings?
Yeah, they have like
you better
a monthly.
Have many as possible because they're all dying, right?
They have like a monthly meeting at the Papillion Library.
Oh, that's
they have
nice.
Cookies and coffee at like 7 p.m.
You're the youngest guy by 40.
What
the hell
what
are you talking about at
the same time as
that's
the juggling
cool,
club?
Yeah. What's that?
What do you do if there's a metal detecting meeting and a juggling club meeting at the same time? Is it tough to pick?
Have a really long day deciding.
Now I know why. This all your hobbies. This is something to do. you want to stay busy because you are recovering.
Yeah, I'm totally an addict.
I know you are.
I mean,
about everything, but this stuff doesn't harm you. Fishing and metal detecting,
no,
and
right?
Juggling doesn't harm you.
Get bored to death.
Yeah. I mean, I approach my hobbies the same way, but I'm usually full of weed or alcohol when I'm pursuing them.
If you see my apartment, it's just so jammed from hobbies of a time past. I'm like, why did I buy this?
So you think you turned your addiction into other things?
Oh yeah,
a hobby addiction,
and it already was there.
Oh, sure, I got it.
But now it's amplified times 10
because you got more time because you're not feeling like ass from drugs and alcohol.
But anyone with an addictive personality has to direct it somewhere, and that's what he's choosing to do.
Right.
But there's still some of the hobbies now where I'm like, this would have been way more fun when I was high.
like metal detecting? Yeah. I believe that.
Corey has a fun fact on the email. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Prairie dogs can carry the bubonic plague.
Whoa.
The black death.
It's for men who have sex with prairie dogs, right?
Watch out, puss.
Yeah.
8-inch claws is kind of a turnoff.
Yeah.
Initially. Yeah, those things are probably going to be a little dangerous.
They're going to scratch your back up. Yeah, I don't know why the prairie dog will be on your back, but
yes, you do.
I have an idea.
So do I. For that matter. So far, for that matter. All right, come on back. We got Tyler Walsh with us. Him and Nick got some shows this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, Friday night, Keg Creek Brewing in Glenwood, Iowa, and Saturday in Omaha at Nebraska Brewing.
Nick Allen and Tyler Walsh doing some comedy. Check them out. Very funny guys. Off the air. No, they're very funny stand-up comedians. Go check them out. Quick break, come on back. More hits from Olivia Newton-John on the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.